Welcome, welcome, don't be shy. I'm not biting. Let's keep it as a secret. Okay, hi everyone. Thanks for staying up late. I know, you know, it's like half past three, so it's already quite a time, and yeah, thanks for being here. So, my name is Alex. I mean, probably you can try to spell my full name and surname, but doesn't matter, just call me Alex. That's fine. And I'm from Open Nebula Systems, and today we're going to talk about, you know, building the AI factories with open source tools, right? So AI, oops, that was a little bit different story, but yeah, AI. So I'd like to say thank you to IPSISIS project, which helps us to develop cool things, bring the cool things, and yeah, we're glad to be a part of it. So thank you. Right, what are we going to talk exactly today? So that would be the problem and concern. So why I'm even here telling something to you, right? What's the problem? How we can solve these problems, right? And we'll touch about what's the Ray appliances, and then I'll try to show a demo. You know, and well, thing happens, but trust me, I'll try to make it as smooth as possible. All right, so what are the key problems right here? Now, if you'd like LLMs, AIs, and all that thing, it's cool, it's fine, but it actually takes a little bit of time and effort from you to spin it somewhere, you know, especially if we go beyond the local host, right, that runs on my laptop. So if we talk about something bigger, then that's quite an effort to build, right? And then you can fall back to something like the managed or, you know, AI as or LLM as a service, which is fun, you know, sunshine and rainbows, until you start to paying for that. So then it becomes, well, quite expensive. Now, another thing is now the configuration, right? So every public cloud vendor that supplies you with this kind of stuff has its own way and thinking how you should configure, right? So if you migrate from one to another, then, well, learn from scratch. Ah, pain in the ass. Excuse me. So, right, so if you'd like to go a little bit further and you'd like to have something unified, that would be the problem. So how we can solve it with the help of the Open Nebula, right? First of all, we've brought the idea of AI as a service to your data center. And by data center, I don't mean data center like the one that's on-prem, but anything, right? So it could be public cloud that you're using and managing with the help of Open Nebula. Yeah, why not? You can run it there as well. So you get this flexibility of moving that stuff from on-prem to public cloud, from one public cloud to another public cloud, and do it the way you wish, maintaining the same configuration approach, right? So again, it doesn't matter where you started, it's going to work. Now, another thing is that, well, yeah, you would like to use GPUs, right? And in Open Nebula, we developed it the way that you can actually enable the GPU pass-through and allow the virtual machine that's going to run a specific appliance to benefit from the GPU pass-through. So again, sunshine and rainbows, right? Another thing is that, well, you would like to deploy it, and to deploy it, you'd like it to be fast, you'd like it to be simple, because, well, I'm not the AI expert, right? And if I go deep into that, that's probably spinning a real thing in the real server would take me a couple of days first, maybe weeks, and depends how deep I would like to go. So if you're not the super AI expert, but you still out and build something that is not, you know, publicly available, or you don't want to use the ChatGPT by OpenAI or anything, you know, even more public, then it's quite painful. So again, with the help of Open Nebula, you can kind of deploy it in 3 to 4 clicks. Of course, supplying the specific things that you need, like, you know, password, API key, and stuff. And, well, where you get those models from Hugging Face, right? So another open source tool kicks in, and you just easily deploy that. So, and aside from just what I've talked, what we also offer is working with that appliance, right? So you deployed that LLM, you start to use that, you start to develop something that works with that LLM, but then it's not enough to just deploy. You need to move it, you need to administer it, you need to make backups, you know the drill. So for that, again, OpenNebula provides a full set of tools that you can use, you can leverage to make sure that you have your operations continuously. You can migrate it closer to a consumer. You may, run multiple instances of the same appliance. And what's my favorite one, because I love to care about the customers or about the end users. So the whole that thing makes the end user experience smooth as a butter. Right. So this is the ready-to-use appliance called Ray. So we are using Ray for that, and it's right. But what I mean by ready to use, I mean ready to use is ready to use, right? So you import that on your system, do small fine-tuning to make sure that it suits your needs, and that's it. So as everything in our marketplace, it is ready to use. So again, another cool thing. It has a couple of variables that you need to configure in order to make sure that it works as expected. So the first one would be the API port, right? So if you'd like it to listen to a different port, or can you go with default? You can increase the temperature and fine-tune the temperature to be either more consistent or to be more creative. Then you need your Hugging Face API key. So, and also the model ID. So you need to select the model that you would like to use. So not every model is supported. There are a list of the ones that are supported, but well, these are the most used ones, and you will find the one that actually you like. So there are some requirements, like at least 8 gigs of memory is required. So again, if you'd like, so the thing can run on your local host. So if you have a powerful machine with you, you can start it on your Linux laptop without any issues. But at least must dedicate the 8 gigs of memory. I would suggest to give a little bit more. Like I'm starting with 16 to have it. Then what you also can do, you can upload your own Python script, and this Python script will work instead of our script. So our script is kind of to showcase the capabilities. Basically, that would be the basic chatbot. But you know, it's very generic. So if you'd like it to be more fine-tuned, you can check what we did. So take our code, revamp it a little bit, and pipe it down to your appliance, right? So. And by default, just a side note, if you will start with that, the disk size that's dedicated is 8 gigs, you would like to increase it, right? Because what we would like to do is to be very tiny, so you can fastly download and import it into your OpenNebula environment, but then you need to increase it to make sure, let's say, it's around 80 to 100 gigs to facilitate your needs. Now, as I mentioned before, aside from just giving you all that capabilities, we are simplifying with this the LLM deployment. We more or less reducing the operational costs, right? Because instead of just paying to a cloud provider to basically use the same thing, you can use it yourself. We provide the native support for the GPUs, which again is a win-win. So it can run on CPU only as well. But with GPU, you get much more performance. Now, the robust multi-tenancy, so you can actually provide a different quotas and make sure that some of the users have different level of access and make sure they're separated and not interfere with each other. And as I mentioned before, it's the hybrid cloud approach. So it means that you can deploy this LLM where you want. So you're not tied to a specific vendor, to a specific public cloud provider. It could be your local host, it could be on-prem, it could be in a public cloud. So again, you don't need to obey the rules and laws of and pricing of that public cloud provider. If you don't like it, just say like, okay, adios, I'm moving to another cool cloud provider. Right, so what's going to be next in the upcoming release? So in the upcoming releases, we are going to support the VLLMs. We will integrate, we'll work on OpenAI API, and we will also extend the list of supported LLMs, right? From the Hugging Face Plus, some recommendations on sizes, fine tunings, and so on and so forth. So right now, it is ready to use, but of course, that's the first release, like first public release. So comments are welcome. Now, in order to do a small demonstration, right? So let's have a look where to find that awesome appliance, right? You go there to the apps, which is basically a list of all services that we that you can install, and there might be a service mini.io, the, WordPress, and so on and so forth, but you would like to search for Ray, right? And you would like to obviously export that to your OpenNebula environment. Now that's going to appear as the VM template. That's what I like to say. We have images, we have templates. Image is a snapshot of a disk. Template dictates the way what you'll get in the end. How much RAM, how much disk space, what's the virtual network, how to even name the appliance or name the virtual machine. So that's why we're always working with the virtual machine templates. And virtual machine templates are customizable. So from the memory that you are going to provide to this awesome virtual machine, down to the CPUs, down to costs. So, as I said, it's AI as a service, which may be AI as a service for yourself to make your life easier, or it might be a little bit further for your customers, your subscribers, or even in your big organizations. You know, organizations sometimes charge each other, within, you know, one team charges another to make sure that the money moves. So you can actually calculate how much a specific user or a group of users will owe you after they are going to deploy that virtual machine and going to use it for a while. So all that is customizable, right? So then that's where, what I've mentioned before. It comes as 8 gigs, good to quickly download, but you must extend it. So extend it to at least 80, right? Give it some kind of a network because it must download the appliance from the Hugging Face. And basically that's it. You don't need to edit anything else. Remember, give it a little bit of power, extend the disk, and give it a network. That's it. So then you obviously would like to run it. Now, yeah, one thing I forgot to mention, excuse me, is that for now, this is going to be launched as a CPU dependent. So I do have an instance with GPU, so I will showcase the GPU. But yeah, so if you need to attach the PCI device, so aka GPU in this case, then you also need to edit that at the template level, right? So some of these things will be available when you try to deploy the virtual machine. Some of these are not going to be available. So again, you would like to make your life as easy as possible and pre-bake a lot of things at the template level. Now, going to template, click instantiate. So again, verify that all things look as you wish. Next. Now, here's the fun begins. Now, you need to supply with some of the variables, and some of these are just the endpoint for your API, so basically for your chatbot. The API port, again, this should be in sync with the Python script that you are going to provide if you're going with a custom thing, or leave it as is if you just go with whatever we supply as the example. Now, fine-tune the Ray model, the temperature, so give it a little bit more of creativeness, or keep it as straight as possible. Then select the LLM model that you would like to run. I'll go with Meta's Llama, but yeah, you can use others. And again, more to come. So it's just the first iteration of this appliance. Don't forget the API token. That is very important. And before you start to blame us, check your Hugging Face account. Are you actually able to download this LLM? Or maybe you need to fill a form and wait for like 5 to 10 minutes so you'll be approved to use that model. So that is just a hint from a truly yours. Right, and I need to copy and paste that. Yeah, please prepare your cameras so you can reuse my Hugging Face API key. Oh no, sorry, obfuscated. Ah, gotcha. So, and then the one app ray model prompt. So something that we are going to prepend along with your chat. So what will be there? Well, it's up to you. Depends on how you'd like to fine tune it. So one of my examples is that I'm trying to think about learning Spanish, but I'm very bad at it. So I need a sparring partner and I don't want to abuse my friends with my very bad Spanish. So I can ask the ChatGPT, the LLM model that, hey, you are the Spanish instructor, so please assist me in learning Spanish. So something like that. Or may go with a little bit different use case and say that you are, the Python professional and you would like to assist me with the code. Now, so again, this could be the prompt that we are going to place before the actual chat. Next, verify the network and storage again. So this just to make sure that you may want to attach a different network, whatever the case may be. And that's it. So the appliance is going to be deployed in a while. Again, if you see the green light here, that doesn't mean that actually it's up and running. So it means that the virtual machine is up and running, but there's the internal process that happens. So we need to download the module itself. We need to configure the RAID to actually serve that. And to achieve that, we have, you can have the command line access to that, and you can run some nice commands to make sure that your appliance is working as expected. So for example, come on, serve status is going to show you what is the current state of the appliance. So it might be deploying. If there will be any error, you are going to get it here, right? So if it fails for whatever reasons, for example, bad DNS, or maybe, well, you have a very, very bad connectivity, that also can happen. But yeah, in general, all your kind of issues or all your bells and whistles are going to be there. Now, what you would like to get is this, config update completed, which basically means that it's up and running and it's healthy. So now you can start to talk to your chatbot. Now, we supply the client.py, so it's a simple Python application that just works as the chat interface. Well, whatever your imagination, you can use whatever you wish, right? So what you need to supply here is the IP address, the port, and the API endpoint, aka chat in this case. It's where, well, in my case, it's 127.0.0.1 because I've connected to the Ray appliance directly. But again, if your routing allows, then you can do it from your own computer. So you can download this Python thingy from the One Apps repository. So it's available as the open source stuff. Basically, hi there. So that is your helpful assistant. And you can say something like basic Python header. It is going to take some time to come up with a response. So that really depends on the amount of resources that you supply to this LLM. And, well, To a certain extent, it may also crash if it's up for too long and you're not interacting with that. So we're kind of looking why this thing happens. But yeah, so sometimes it unfortunately happens. Now, let's give it a while. I will return back to this to tell you, so we can see the actual basic Python header. But yeah, before that, I would like to answer your awesome questions that you most likely have. So, come on. Where's the mouse? I've lost the mouse. Yay, here it is. So, meanwhile, questions, and I'm ready to answer them while this thing responds to me with a prompt.
Do you have any log messages?
Do we have any? Well, Ray itself. So it's. Do we have any log messages? Yes, we do. But it's not we as the Open Nebula. The Ray appliance itself writes a ton of logs. You can find them in the etc. Ray, then current session logs, and there will be a plenty so you can enjoy. Yeah. But again, it's not a troubleshooting session, so yeah, I don't want to go into the shallows of and the depths of troubleshooting the appliance, so that's going to take too much time. Yes, please. Any other question? Thanks for the question, by the way.
I have a question.
Yes.
This service array is more intended for inference as opposed to Hugging Face, the platform, which is intended for sharing AI models and stuff. Is there any developments on, are there any open source solutions for something like the Hugging Face hub?
Well, is there any solution for the Hugging Face hub? Sorry, I'm not in the position to answer that. So in this case, yes, we kind of give you the platform to use it. But yeah, it probably you need to call Hugging Face and ask them this question. But thank you. Noted. Yay. Excuse me, but the my connection just hung to that because it's a remote data center. So, but if you are really interested into that, I'm available here, so you can just jump and I will show it on my computer. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thanks for attention.